Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who offer you top-notch service and expertise for all your vacation needs. And if it's time for your next Disney fix, then it's time to visit the vacation planners at MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Brittany and Kendrick Brown from Suffolk, Virginia, and we love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 138 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me on the show is the dopey one herself, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I did it. And the best part is I feel fantastic. I think I said to you, Mike, before the show that we're a few days out now. I feel like I could run a half marathon again, and I feel wonderful. So it's training, but credit goes to Jeff Galloway, too, because I told him I wanted to finish feeling great, and that's what I did. So I'm excited.
He's an evil genius.
So how are you doing? You had some great races. You did the Grumpy.
I did the Grumpy, which is the 5, the 10, and the half, and I was offered a bib for the full, but I thought about it, and I thought, you know, if I did it and I got only one medal, I'd feel it. I don't know if I could handle that. If it was part of a dopey, I probably would have maybe given it a shot, but I just had not trained, and I was not well enough for the whole year to train for 48 miles, but I tell you, I felt good enough Sunday to give it a shot, but I just didn't think it was worth it.
I'm glad you didn't, because I know you didn't train for it, but maybe a marathon is in your future?
Oh, I'm sure there is. You know, marathon's nothing after this weekend. Yeah.
So I have a shout-out, and then I have some news. And the first shout-out, or the shout-out, is to our buddies at Team All Ears. As many people know, this was the last year for Team All Ears, and the group of about 100 of us raised over $100,000 for breast cancer research this year. And over 5 years, raised over $300,000. So everybody on the team, Deb Wills inspiring us. It was just a fantastic weekend and a nice way to close out Team All Ears. So. Okay, so we have some announcements too. And the first one is to remind everybody I'm surprised by how many people we know who are going out to the West Coast to do the Tinkerbell. I wish I could. Although I've had it with traveling for a while. And our buddy Eddie McCoy, who is one of the Mickey Miles podcast team, is going to be hosting a meet out there. Eddie's pretty popular. I ran the marathon with him, and lots of people stopped and said hello to him. And so we will be well represented. It's going to be on Saturday, January 18th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and it's going to be at the Hearthstone Lounge at Disney's Grand Californian. And one of the people on our show is going to be there too, running. And the second announcement is we're just going to give a sneak peek, but we're going to talk about this in more detail. But our big announcement at our breakfast was what, Mike?
That the Mickey Mouse Podcast will have a running team. We will have a running team, and the official start date for the running team will be February 1st, and we will have all that information for everyone. We'll go into more detail in a later show, but from what I have seen, I believe we already have 38 members.
We do. We have 38 members, and if people want more information, they can check out the Mickey Miles Podcast website. There's one of the sliders that goes by has information about the team, and we'll talk about it more on an upcoming show. Now, I can't wait for today, because we're going to talk about our race weekend. And it was a whirlwind, huh?
It was a whirlwind. We have two special guests. Our first guest, this is his first time on the show, And we were able to meet him for the first time at our brunch. And he is originally from, I wrote this down before the show, he's originally from Leeds in northern England, and he now lives in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. His name is Ian Senior. Ian, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure meeting you at the brunch, Ian, and I wish we got to spend more time with you. It's just...
It was a very busy week for everybody.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Our second guest is someone that I think everybody knows. She has become quite a celebrity. We did not get to see her. It was a very, very busy weekend. We saw many, many people. We did not get to see her. She is a hero of ours. She has become symbol of courage, the symbol of inspiration. And we welcome back Kimberly Torres-Markey. Kimberly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, I mean, it's an honor for us to have you here. And what we're going to do on this show is we're going to start somewhat reviewing the weekend. And we know that everyone out there, Kimberly, is really anxious about how your weekend went and how you're feeling. So we'd like to start off with that. Can you give us a brief review of how everything went, what kind of challenges you were facing, and how everything went on the weekend?
Yeah, well, you know, I had, as you might know, I had chemo on my last chemo on chemotherapy on January 2nd. And then we had Walt Disney World Marathon, which I had signed up when everyone else signed up back in March before I was diagnosed with cancer. And I have been following with Jeff Galloway, his method of training for a long time, and I signed up with e-coaching. So he helped me prepare for Dopey, and he helped me prepare by walking a lot. So I went through, got through all the races just fine. I was a lot of it slow, but I made it through, and actually today I feel fantastic. I felt fantastic by Monday. So I'm ready to rock and roll Tink. This weekend.
That's awesome. So, Kim, I know that I was on right near you during the marathon. I didn't see you, but I know we stayed in contact all weekend, but I can tell you in all honesty that everybody that I ran into, you were more popular and more people wanted to meet you more than Jeff Galloway or Rudy Novotny or Chris or anybody. People were saying, I met Kim, or I want to meet Kim, or I saw Kim. So you definitely inspire people. Did you have any problems?
No, I didn't. You know, well, yes, I did, but I just forgot about them already because I already had the bling. So, you know, I was really, you know, I just want to thank the listeners of Mickey Miles Podcast. I want to thank both you and Mike because putting the shout out and having everyone support me really helped me get through the marathon, especially around mile 20. So thank you so much. Thank you for everyone who came up to me and gave me the support because I really needed that and it really carried me through. So thank you.
Well, it's nice of you to say, but I don't know if you realize how much you inspire other people and you pulled other people through. So we're just really, we're very, very grateful that you're in our lives and very grateful you're on the show too. So should we get to reviewing the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So the first thing that we all had to do was we had to see what the expo was all about. So, Ian, I'm going to ask you first, what was your impression of the expo?
I think the expo went much smoother, I think, this year than last year. Difference to me this year was that I went solo. I didn't have my family, so I wasn't worrying about strollers and carrying kids around. But I went around noon on Wednesday, and it didn't seem so crowded. I was looking at Facebook before I went, and I was seeing lines for people lining up for their shoes at the very start of the day. But I went straight away to get my bibs. I thought it was really well organized that the Goofies and the Dopies were in a completely different area. I wasn't going backwards and forwards as I had done in previous years. So just the bib part was really good. They gave you a ticket for any pins that you had. You got all your T-shirts in one bag. I thought that was really well done. So we weren't going backwards and forwards and, you know, getting tired. That was for the parks later. And then I think the expo was kind of well spaced out and less crowded than last year.
So actually, I think we got, I should mention that everybody on the show tonight, all our guests did the dopey. I did the dopey. And so for the dopey, actually, there were five T-shirts in one bag. And then for the 5K, you had to go somewhere else, right?
That's right. Where the main hall was in the Dawson Center.
Right, right. Did you get any of the Run Disney shoes, Ian?
No, I didn't. I saw the lines going and I thought, I'm a Disney fan, but, you know, I want to be comfortable. I wasn't taking any chances over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Kim, what did you think about the expo?
Well, I have to agree with Ian that I thought it was much more civilized and much more organized and under control than it has been in the past. I went on Wednesday morning at 9:30, so I was there when it opened, I believe, at 10. We were picking up a whole bunch of bibs. It was just me and my girlfriend, and I think we were picking up 24 shirts and a whole bunch of bibs. And so we didn't want to bring family with us. It was a ghost town by the 5K and the 10K. And everyone seemed to be around the dopey. And Goofy also was a ghost town. And the new thing was that we couldn't find the kids packet pickup, the kid races packet pickup. That was new this year. It was outside. I think it's called the Champion Field House. It was over across the way.
Oh, I saw signs for that too. Yes, the Champion Field House.
Yeah. And I thought the expo was comfortable. It was it wasn't as crowded and chaotic around merchandise and in the aisles. It was actually it was comfortable. It was fun. I got in and out of it quickly. It was good. It was a good experience.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I thought also that the way that the packet pickup was arranged was something that I had totally not expected. I really expected the worst because of the crowds, and it just looks as though Disney, the Run Disney folks, are the event planners are really paying attention, and I think they did a really good job. And the expo, I thought that the way that everything was spaced out really worked well. I was pleasantly surprised, and I'm hoping that they can. I hope it's that good out there in Disneyland, Kim, because I know that the Disney Dumbo Double Dare expo was pretty much the opposite of what we saw last weekend.
Right.
Well, they seem to have a lot more room too, you know, definitely with
right.
the ESPN Center
to
spread out versus the convention center at Disneyland. But I think, Mike, I can't even count the number of times you and I went over on Wednesday morning, and I can't count the number of times that you said, "This is so well organized." I felt that I was in a lot of lines, but most of the lines went very quickly. And I even had problems with my race retreat, and that went quickly too. I think I stood in a 5K line for my son, 10K line for my son, dopey for me, then shirts, and I can't remember, it was like six different lines, and it all went pretty quickly. So I was very happy with that. And the expo, I didn't really buy many things this time, but it didn't seem to be, I think maybe because there was an extra day and there were a lot of dopey people there on Wednesday, it didn't seem to be as crowded. Did anybody else think it was?
No, I think what you just said, I think it's because it was the dopey, so you didn't really have many marathoners or goofy people coming down until maybe Thursday, Friday.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It made a big difference in crowds.
So it was all 5K and dopey people.
Right, yeah. Right. And we stayed in, I actually was picking up, I picked up kid races, 5K, 10K, dopey, half, and the biggest lines were for dopey.
Kim, you posted on your Facebook page the picture of all the bibs that you had.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Do you know how many in total there were?
You know, I will find that out while we're talking.
That's okay. The other thing that Ian actually talked about a little bit was that line for all of the new Run Disney New Balance shoes. And I don't think anybody on the podcast bought the shoes, but the line was pretty intense. But my understanding is what they did is they gave you, it was sort of a fast pass to buy running shoes. You got a time to come back. One of our friends, Angel Ramos from Puerto Rico, got a whole bunch of pairs, and he said he got a time. He got, you know, it took about an hour, then he got five pairs of shoes. Did anybody else have any experience with the shoes or any feedback about the shoes?
Well, I spoke to a guy on Sunday afternoon. He said he stood in line for 4 hours. Well, he stood in line to get his kind of fast pass and was told to come back. And they were limited in terms of numbers by the time he got to check in.
What day was this?
He was doing dopey, so it would have probably been maybe Wednesday when he went to pick up his bib.
Oh, okay.
But I know they're running out of supplies. I'm not sure if they got to restock them over the weekend. But he said he went back another day, and he kind of lucked out. They said there was some available. He bought some for him and his wife. I mean, they look really good, but it wasn't for me.
I agree, it wasn't for me either. But I did see lots of pairs of them on the marathon. You know, people wearing them during the marathon. I was really kind of surprised.
So, brave people.
Yes, they are.
Very brave.
That's for another show, though. But I guess for right now, they're only available at Run Disney events. And so if we were to give the expo a grade, what would everybody give it? Ian, what would you give it?
Are we going ABC or 1, 2, 3?
ABC.
I give it an A. I think they did a really good job. It was comfortable. I was in and out. They got my money, and it was all good.
Kim, what about you?
I would also give it an A. It was very well organized. I was in and out. I was picking up 18 different bibs. So considering that I was in and out within an hour, I think they deserve an A.
That's awesome. What about you, Mike?
I'm always very hesitant to give a perfect score on something because I'm always thinking that when you give a perfect score, you're also suggesting complacency, or you're tempting complacency. I think that I would give it a B+. I think that there has been marked improvement on the way that they move people. I think that's a real important factor here, is how they move the crowd as well as how they put together the bib. The packet pickup area. I think that there's still some room for improvement on the expo, and I think that what they might be doing, and I think we saw a little bit of it this past weekend, is that we will continue to see, at least on the East Coast, probably a division of the expo, some merchandise in the field house and some merchandise in the Johnson Center. So I think there's some room for improvement, and that's why I'm saying B+.
And I think I would give it an A-. And we didn't actually talk about Run Disney merchandise. I swore to myself that I was not going to buy any. I ended up buying a dopey jacket. And I did it in the Johnson Center. I was really impressed by how quickly the line went. And so anyway, the reason I would give it an A- is because it still really kind of irritated me that I had to stand in another line for their shirt, even though it was a very short line and it was just the 5K shirt. So the 10K, the half, the dopey, the goofy, and the full marathon shirts were in one bag. You had to stand in another bag for the 5K. I asked one of the volunteers why, and they said, because they want to get you over to the other, you know, to the expo. That's why they want you to go over there. I thought overall the lines went really well. I thought they handled what we know was a big merchandise issue in Disneyland much better at Disney World at this expo. It still bothers me that I have to walk so far from the parking lot to get to, you know, what you need to do there, but that's not going to be fixed. So, but overall, I think A-. I think it was a pleasurable experience. And if Kim can get 18 bibs in an hour, I think they're doing something right.
Can I just jump back in on the Disney merchandise now that you bring it up?
Certainly.
I thought it was really well prepared that they had like an aisle for each of the events.
Yes, you
had
yes.
So I thought that was really well prepared. But I was actually surprised by the lack of dopey merchandise.
You know, somebody else mentioned that too. You're right. There was very little dopey merchandise.
Because my thing is, I've got to go to a marathon and I have to get a coffee cup because there are never enough coffee cups in my house. They have to fall out before there's enough. And I picked up my Run Disney Marathon Weekend coffee cup, and it was Donald, Mickey, and Goofy, and no Dopey. And I was like, I got a hat, I got my magnets, I got my t-shirt saying I did it, but like the other stuff that I wanted to, you know, to have on my desk, it wasn't there.
You know, Ian, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it reminded me of a photo and a tweet that I had sent out, and it was a photo of the shirts that said, my mom ran the Run Disney Marathon or something like that.
I think it was
My dad ran a marathon. My dad ran the Walt Disney World Marathon, and I tweeted out, well, I'm a grandfather, so I tweeted out, well, why don't they have my grandmother or my grandfather ran a marathon? So I think that, you know, there's missed opportunity there. But one thing I want to mention about the merchandise is that I don't recall, I could be wrong, but I don't recall, Michelle, they ran out of anything. I don't know if they did. Did they?
I didn't hear any.
That we know of? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything negative about merchandise.
I think they even had some left, because people were downtown Disney today or yesterday. They were saying they were still able to buy merchandise.
Oh, interesting. I did hear somebody say that they were also disappointed with lack of 10K merchandise. So I didn't buy any 10K merchandise, but I hope they sell it online. I know that one thing I wanted to get was a Dopey hat, and I didn't get a Dopey hat. I saw one of our buddies had it, and it was really cool. But there seemed to be a lot. You know, it wasn't, again, we're comparing to the Dumbo Double Dare and the Disneyland weekend, where everybody was grabbing merchandise like it was the last Run Disney merchandise ever. It was not that experience at all. So
No, it was very civilized and very calm.
And just one more thing before we move on to the next thing. I wanted to say the volunteers at the expo were, as always, fantastic, and lots of them.
Yeah, they were outstanding.
The volunteers were really good, because we got two bibs, so we had to use a bib for the first 2 days, a bib for the second 2 days. And I was worried that this one bag that they gave me to bring all my gear in would split, like 4 days worth of using a bag. I said, just the one. She ran back. She got me another bag, no questions asked. They were great.
So now it's time to move onward to the very first race of the weekend, and that was the 5K. And Kim, I'm going to start with you. If you could comment on things like the gathering area, the corrals, the course itself, the finish, anything else that you'd like to mention about this race.
Okay, well, this was, let's see, my fourth time running the Walt Disney World 5K. This was new to me because I had a big entourage. There were eight of us running. I was in A, but my family was in C. I was doing a profile for Run Disney. So actually we all started, I think we started in either A or B because of that profile. So I didn't actually go into the corrals. But the course, it seemed to me, and I could be mistaken, but it seemed to me that there were less characters out than there had been in previous years. I thought that the water stations were good. They seemed to be in the same spot. The announcers were great. The volunteers were great. You know, it was the same course, so all in all, it was a good experience. The finish shoot was great. The medal was cute. Everyone was excited about the Pluto. We got our Run Disney box as usual, and our banana, our Gatorade, and our water. So all in all, it was, to me, it was consistent with last year.
Okay.
Except for the characters.
Ian, what are your thoughts about the 5K?
Well, first of all, if nobody's seen the picture of Kim and her family dressed up on the Run Disney website, they have to go and look for it. That was the most fantastic picture of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
And you made all those costumes, right, Kim?
I did, with a little help of Amazon, but yes, I did.
I went to the 5K early this year just to make sure that I didn't get lost. It was the first day of many driving. And I went over to the bag check area where people were milling around at first, and didn't go straight to the corrals, which probably I should have done. I did last year when my wife and I ran, and it had started to rain. If you remember, it was raining just before the start, and a few of us went into a tent, which later became the merchandise tent. And then we looked out the tent and everybody had gone. We didn't hear an announcement to get to the corrals or anything, but so we kind of scooted over there, but we were still fairly early. I think the race went off fine. The corrals were very well organized, very spacious, actually, to say there were, I think it was A, B, C, D for the 5K. I'm not sure how many there were.
I think it went up to E.
You went up to E? I thought they did really well. Nobody was cramping anybody else. And it went fine. I agree with Kim, actually, that I think throughout the whole weekend I saw maybe one or two less characters throughout the course. But being the 5K, the first one of the Dopey races, the first character, actually the second character was Dopey, and that was probably the longest line that I stood in during the race. It was great. I mean, I ran in costume. Everybody was having fun. It rained at the end, but it was fine. It cooled everybody down. And they just got everybody through the finish line area, got your box, your bananas, which seemed to get smaller and smaller throughout the weekend. And it went really well. I had fun.
How long did it take in the Dopey line? Because I know Mike has some special information about that Dopey line.
Well, I started off on Corral A, and as soon as I saw Dopey, I said, well, I have to get this. And I got in line. I was there a couple of minutes, and I saw everybody kind of coming in behind us. And it was fairly fluid, but by the time I left the line, it was getting longer and longer and longer. And I'm sure Mike's going to share what he saw. But I'm sure that was a very popular line because everybody doing, I think of the 10,000 runners in the 5K, they said 7,000 of them were for the Dopey. So they would have been. So they didn't have any stroller division this year. So I'm not sure how much of a family 5K it was as compared to last year because most of the runners in the race this year were Dopey. So I'm hoping that more families could get involved in the 5K and 10K in future years. But it was fine. I enjoyed it.
Ian, you're stealing my thunder because I was going to mention pretty much everything you had said. There were 7,500-plus Dopey participants, and if there were only 10,000 participants in the 5K, then that left only 2,500 slots. And it is promoted and marketed as a family 5K, but I did not see that many families. I did not see that many children, and that bothers me. And I think that part of that reason may be not just the Dopey participants, but the cost of the 5K. So my suggestion to Run Disney would be if they want to continue to promote it as a family 5K, they need to figure out how to deal with that. Having said that, I think that one of the things that keeps coming back to me regarding this weekend were the corrals for the 5K and the 10K. I think that and I don't know. I try to study this. I don't know for sure if this would be a solution to making things a lot easier, but I really would like to see them double the number of corrals and have quicker releases and spread out the participants. I think that it would be much more comfortable for everyone. There must be a reason why they do it the way they do. Hopefully they will figure it out. They figure out a lot of things every year. It just gets better and better, so I have faith that they will do that. What both you and Kimberly mentioned about the characters is that, again, I agree with both of you. I think that if this is going to be hyped as a family fun run 5K, and if the purpose of this, one of the objectives is to hook the children onto running, then maybe there should be more characters. Now let's get to Dopey. We were running with Brian Thompson, walking with Brian Thompson, and some of us were worried that we actually would have gotten swept. But I really think about it. How many people get swept for the 5K? We saw in Germany a long line for a character. As we closed in, it was Dopey. And I noticed that the line was very long, and I thought, you know, I really want to know how long it is. So I walked up right next to everybody, and I was counting, and my finger was going, and everyone was looking at me. What are you doing? And I said, you're number 25. And then I got up to 50. You're number 50. And I got up to 75. You're 75. And as I mentioned each number, their eyes got larger and larger. When I said to this one girl, you're 100, she said, I'm 100 in line. I said, yep. And then I got to the very last person. It was a woman who was dressed like Tinkerbell. I said, "You're 125." And she said, "You know, and it's worth the wait." And I said, "You know, I agree." So there were a lot of people waiting for Dopey. And then I think there was Remy in France. I think that there are plenty of opportunities for characters. I think that two characters aren't enough. I would have said four characters would have been sufficient for this race. So, I mean, there were a few things that went through my mind as I ran this race. Michelle?
Well, I think all of you have made excellent points. There were two things personally that made this race very special for me. Number one was that I was running with my son, Liam. And number two, we were running and walking with Brian and Laura Thompson. Brian, both of them doing their first 5K. And just very inspirational, amazing experience. And I want to thank Brian and Laura for allowing us to share that and watching him get his first medal. The medal was Pluto. It's very cute. The course was the same course that it's been the past few years. I agree with what everybody else said about characters. I think this should just be packed with characters, and I just don't understand the reason why there aren't lots and lots of characters unless they're afraid that people are just not going to finish. But what I wanted to say was really pick up on what you said, Mike. One of my two biggest complaints about the weekend is the corrals, the size of the corrals. Now, for the 5K, you get put into the corral based on when you signed up. And so I think, I don't know what corral I was in, but we were in D with Brian. And the corrals had about, 2,000 people in them, and just standing around in the corral, as my son Liam put it, we stood in the corrals longer than we actually ran the 5 and the 10K, and that was killing my legs before the two big races later on. So I think the standing around there has to be a better way, and I like the staggered start and the higher number of corrals that they did for the half and the full. I wish they would do that for the 5K. Other than that, it's just always very enjoyable. I do feel like it's kind of like a moving party. It's very fun. Lots of people getting out for their first race. Lots of costumes. I have to give a shout out to Mike Schaefer, who was dressed in a fantastic costume as a 70s guy. And something kind of funny happened. I took his picture with my son Liam. And then in the corral, we said goodbye, and then he came over a few minutes later and said, "Look, Mickey Miles Podcast just tweeted the picture of us." I said, "Hey, that's me. I tweeted that." But anyway, the costumes were great. Makes me always wish I were a costumey type person. I'm not. But, aside from the standing in the corral, I think it was pretty standard, just as Kim said, pretty standard fare for the 5Ks at Disney World. So are we ready to grade these? All right, let's start with Ian.
I give this a B. I think, the 5K is very similar to last year, but I really think the lack of characters and the lack of younger family members, they could have improved that.
Okay, Kim, what about you?
Right. I like to forget how much I pay for these races, but when you think about, God, I think it was maybe $60-$65 for all of us to run that. For a family of four, it's very expensive. And, when you take out some of the magic, which is the characters, that kind of makes me have to give it, a B minus.
And before we go on to Mike, just quickly, how many characters do you think a 5K should have? Because, there could be too many. People would get stuck and nobody would ever finish the race. But, Ian, how many do you think would be a good number?
Well, last year, I think they had four. This year they had three. I would think it's a 5K. Most people are taking it easy, taking the time. And it's early enough in the park that they're not going to open for a couple of hours. They're not going to open till 8:30 maybe. They could have probably had maybe five, and it would have been a reasonable spread across the park.
Okay, Kim?
Yeah, it just seems like the princess has a little bit more. So, I would say somewhere between, I'd hate to copy Ian, but, I think four or five would make sense. It really would.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what would you grade it, and how many characters do you think there should be?
Until they do the following things: make the registration for children half price, double the corrals and add characters, they won't get anything better than a C from me for this race. As far as characters go, I think four or five. Five may be a little too much, but I think four, one every three quarters of a mile might be something that would work out well. And I think that the more characters, I think that it would thin out the course, and I think those lines would not be as long. So that's my thought.
I agree with you 100%. And the only thing I would add is that it would be nice maybe if there are more characters at the end. So when people are gathering with their family and their medals, that they had opportunities at the end. It wouldn't clog up the race course, but then they'd have some time at the end.
Okay, so that takes care of a couple things, but we need to do another show. So Ian and Kimberly, will you be able to come back on our next show and talk about the 10K, the half, the full, the goofy and dopey experience?
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it.
Sure can. It would be my pleasure.
So for Kimberly Torres-Markey, for Ian Sr., for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
The Mickey Mouse Podcast has been brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, and there's no time like the present to think about your next Disney trip, and no one better to make it come true than the vacation planners at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. So when you're ready for your next visit to see Mickey, first visit MEI-travel.com, MouseFanTravel.com, or click on their banner at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at Facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.